One of our most popular stories last year on the Country Hour was about the harvesting of red bush apples out at Maningrida. The community out there for the first time was harvesting and selling these large apples. They were being sent off to mostly fancy restaurants in places like Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide. Ever since we did that story, I've been desperate to try one of these bush apples for myself. And I finally managed to find one. I found a cafe in Darwin selling Maningrida bush apple crumble.
There you go, Matt. That is a Maningrida bush apple crumble served with beautiful pouring cream and our Kakadu plum syrup.
Wow, this looks amazing. Look at all these colours and bush apple from Maningrida. Tell us the story about how it's ended up on the menu here.
Well, they're very rare and hard to come by, but we were lucky enough to get some, quite a good quantity of the bush apples. So Sarah, my boss, gave them to me and said, let's do something with them. And I thought, an apple crumble, great way to go.
Was it easy to use and cook with, this bush ingredient?
Extremely easy. They really are exactly the same as a really good quality apple. So I was really, really impressed by that and surprised.
What's your description of the taste? Because they're called a bush apple, but they come off a lily. What do they taste like raw?
Okay, so when I first saw them, I thought, wow, these guys look like a big pomegranate with a bit of a rosella on top, crossed with a lychee with a big avocado seed inside. And when I took it apart and actually cut it and ate it raw, I was so amazed at the beautiful complexity of it, and it's like a really, really excellent quality apple. I know I used to grow apples in Tasmania, so I know what to look for, and these guys are right on par with the best of Australian apples.
Wow. It's only been on the menu for a bit. What's some of the feedback been like from customers?
Absolutely beautiful. A lot of people are saying they're really, really impressed with how they taste like a really great quality apple with a little bit of a bush tucker feel, a little bit of a medicinal quality there. They've got a lovely sweet, sour. They're doing everything. They're a really, really great product.
The harvest of these apples, it was one of the most popular stories the Country Hour did last year. You're at the other end. You're a buyer. What are you looking for from the people there at Maningrida so that hopefully this whole thing can be a success?
So we're just looking for a really big, ripe, red apple. Yep. Is how they should look. Would love to see the guys at Maningrida supplying this directly to us here in Darwin. I know a lot of people really want to get hold of it, but we also want to protect the people that grow it and make sure that they get the hard-earned dollars for this apple, because there is a lot of work in it. But we're hoping to try and get right into the bush foods, as many bush foods as possible this year, and really have it at our cafe here at Parliament House.
Yeah, beauty, because it's not just the bush apple you mentioned before. There's a few other little bush treats on this plate, yeah?
So Davison plum, which is from WA. It's a vibrant red plum that we use a lot on our menu here. We also have the Kakadu plum syrup. Now, the Kakadu plum we've been working with for years at Karen Sheldon Catering, and it's an amazing product. Not only is it medicinal, it has beautiful taste qualities, but it's also... We're working with the University of Queensland, and we're coming up with all of this amazing research now that Kakadu plum can be used to preserve our food naturally as well with our ready-made meals.
All right, I've got to tuck into this ASAP. It just looks so good. But just before I let you go, bush apples from Maningrida, what other potential do you see other than dessert apple crumble?
Look, these can be used. I'd love to get into some chutneys with it.
Yep.
Also, I think we can use it in savoury and sweet. These guys have got so many great qualities about them that I think that they're a very versatile ingredient that we can definitely be using.
Bon appetit. Thanks so much, Erin.
No worries, Matt. Enjoy. I know you will.